Good evening everybody, we are on Monday night class, it's a lady class. V'shem el chai na'aseh v'natzliach, v'ashem alenu barachamav yarbiach. We're learning from Otzar Shlom Bayit. We're learning from Oel Rachel, the house with the light of the mitzvot of the lady. We are in a page 176, this is a weekly class. Continue from last week, we're just going to summarize whatever we learned last week and we're going to continue with a new chapter. ערכי הכבוד המיוחדים של הבית, the aspect of the respect, the special respect that the lady sustain, that are specially in a specialty into the house that she creating. So first we're going to summarize what we learned last week. Last week we finish the chapter of the light of the house and the aspect of the respect to the light, and now we're going to summarize that. Bi'anu she'shorash ha'malchut nimtza ba'or. We learn already that the roots of the malchut is in the light. That means that the wife, she is the light of the house. And if the wife knows how to sustain this light in the house, the husband, the man that dwell into this house will be able to find everything that he needs in this home. Men usually see, we already explained that he sees one thing at a time, that he sustains one chapter in his life at a time. And if the lady take and she turn on the light in the home, he'll be able to see that everything that she does is connected, and he'll be able to see his life as a one panoramic picture. That this light, the megalet sulam arachim, shemechadeshet amalchut malchut zo, that he is shine and give a light to the aspect of the lady, that this lady, the renewal of life that she is giving him in her home. Mishum kach amalchut nikret ner. That's the reason the lady, the malchut, the kingdom called candle. Kakatuv sham atzmiach keren le David arachti ner lemeshichi. That I'm gonna there, I'm going to grow up a horn to King David. A keren also is a light, is not only a horn, is a horn of light. Arachti ner lemeshichi, that I'm going to sustain this candle for my prophet. This is in Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Bet. Betefila, Yamim Noraim, Varichat Ner leben Yisha Meshicha. That means that we saying in the Yamim Noraim that he is going to sustain this candle for Mashiach ben David, that he is going to come. עניין המלכות גלוי בערכי הכבוד. And we said that King David, he is the Malchut, he is the king that's supposed to come to redeem us. And the aspect of the Malchut is being revealed with the honor. If you take and you want to bring a king in to your home, you need to sustain all his needs. You need to host him like you hosting a king. שמהלך שהוא ראש הכבוד, that means that the king, he is the first, is the honor and respect, and he is the head of all the country. אל כל המלכות המשתלשלת ממנו, and from him, the kingdom going from him down towards the rest of the people. וזה עריכת נר, that means he is the top of the pyramid, he is the light, he is the one that sustains all the respect in this country. סידור המערכת כולה לאור הנר של המלכות. That means that all the rest in the kingdom going according to the light that this king have. So if the lady taking a husband and she taking and she shine to the husband like he is the king, and the way she sustain her husband, that's the way the rest of the things will take place at home. וזה עניין הכתוב באור פני מלא חיים, that the person, he is, according to the way the wife are sustaining his light, that's the way his face and his place will be. במשלי סדר, האור שהמלך מגלה, that means that the light that the husband come home and he reveal, הוא סידור בני המדינה, מערכת הערכים, that means that he see the way the people and the countries and how things are running in his kingdom. ובזה מתקיים העולם, and with this, the universe been sustained. So, if the wife, she is the light, and the husband be able to recognize and to see his glory and his honor in his home according to the light that the wife sustain, and if she sustain this light in the right way, he going to be able to find everything in his life the way it's supposed to be. And if the wife doesn't sustain it right, he is not going to be able to find his light the way it's supposed to be, and his kingdom is not going to be run the way it takes place. That means the wife, she is the one that sustains the husband in a place that he is going to be able to survive and to run his kingdom the way it's supposed to be. Mikubadai yoter migufo, that the husband need to honor his wife, he need to respect her like he respect himself, but he need to love her like he love himself, but he need to respect her more than himself. Moshe ne'emar al Avraham, v'yet ohar ahola, that Avraham Avinu come and he cleave to his wife. Ahola ketiv, בתחילה נטע אוהלו, אוהל אשתו, ואחר כך נטע אוהלו. First, he sustained the tent of his wife, and then he built his own tent. הרי שהקדים אוהל שרה לאוהל עצמו, that means that he first did for his wife, then he did for himself. ואף הקדימו לבניין המזבח שעשה אחר כך, and even though he built her tent before he make the altar to Hashem. That means to sustain the wife is more important than to sustain anything else. ויש לרמוז לדייק בלשון הרמב״ם, we need to be more precise in the language of the רמב״ם, שכתב, ציוו חכמים על האישה שתהיה מכבדת את בעלה יותר מדי. That they order their wife to honor her husband more. שהוא מקביל ללשון שכתוב לגבי ספר תורה. This is like the language that they said according like the way a person need to respect the ספר תורה, to honor ספר תורה, ולכבדו להדרו יותר מדי, that you need to constantly elevate him, respect him and give him glory constantly, even more than it should. Why? Because according to the expectation that she going to sustain him and she going to beautify him and shine on him, that's the way he's going to keep growing. And if she going to limit his light, she's going to think that he doesn't deserve it. He is not going to achieve anything in his life beside the level that she is given to him. Kol Adam Yisrael hu begeder Sefer Torah. Every person in the Jewish nation is like a Sefer Torah. Kmo she'amru, ha'omed al ha'med b'sha'at yitziat nishmato, chayav likroa, harei ze dome le'Sefer Torah she'nisrav. A person that is standing the dead, when the person, this person sick and he living it like living the universe and he is passing away, he need to tear off his clothes like he's tearing off the clothes like a Sefer Torah got burned. God forbid. ואצל כל אדם מתגלה מבחינת ספר תורה שבו בשעת יציאת נשמתו, and this is what been revealed by every person when he passing from this universe, when his soul leave, this is like the aspect of ספר תורה. אבל האיש לאשתו הרי הוא לעולם בגדר ספר תורה, but the man to his wife, he is always like the aspect of the ספר תורה. She need to honor him like she honor a ספר תורה. שכן כל ידו היא זוכה בחלוקה, בחלקה בתורה. That means by him, thanks to him, whatever he learned, everything that he learned, she gets 50% from his Torah. This is in the Brachot Yud Zayin. That means, and also בנשים קוף א', וגם משום שכל מערכת היחס ביניהם, also because all the relation and the aspect between them מכוונת לנעלה שבאדם, they are only pointed to the highest level of the human being. ולכך כבוד האדם כספר תורה נוהג ביחס האישה לבעלה בכל עת, and this is the respect of her husband is like a ספר תורה. This is what the lady is supposed to sustain her behavior to her husband all the time. Any question? So when we are trying to wrap the last week shiur, we're talking about if the lady want to be honored and to be respect, she need to honor and to respect her husband. What is the honor and the respect of the husband? Because everything that the husband does, the lady are receiving 50% from him, every learning that he does, every mitzvah that he does, she received 50% from him. She need to honor him like she honors Sefer Torah all the time. And that's what's going to bring him into a concept to be able to honor her back from her light and her glory that she shine on him. So now we're going to go to the chapter. We are in the sixth chapter. הערך הקבוע נוהג בין איש ואשתו, the constant relationship and the aspect that is related between the husband and the wife according to the respect of the house. סולם הערכים של הבית, the step level of the respect and the honoring in the house, מנותק הוא מערכי הכבוד שאדם מביא אימו בחוץ. It's completely separate from the relationship that the man have with the honor and respect that he have in the street. הרי הוא נוצר באופן עצמאי בין איש ואשתו. This is a special relations between a husband and a wife. That means that the husband is the president of or a CEO of a corporation and he coming home, this that he is a CEO there doesn't mean that he is a CEO at home. He need to build a new relationship with his wife. He need to honor his wife. She need to honor him completely in a separate, private level and not to think that whatever he got outside it's enough. כשם שחשיבותו של ילד בעולם המשחקים חבריו, the same thing like a child when he is going to play with his friend, אינו קובעת את ערכו בעיני הוריו. It doesn't, the way the kids are looking at him and they respect him or don't respect this child according to the way they play in the playground, this is nothing to do with the respect and the honor that the parents give the child. ומתייחסים אליו באור שונה לגמרי. For the parents, the child is completely different light and for completely different respect and completely different relation according to whatever happened in the daycare or in the school or in the park. כך יחס הכבוד בין האיש והאישה עומד לבדו. The same thing, the respect and the honor between the wife and the husband sustained by himself is nothing to do what the husband does outside, what if he, people respect him, doesn't respect him, he have this kind of job, that kind of job. It's nothing to do with that. When he's coming home, he need to feel like a king regardless. בסולם הערכים הנוהג בבית, and this place, this home, he have a completely different kind of level of respect and honor that it's going what according to what is in the street. It's nothing to do one with the other. This the wife usually sustain a special universe for the husband, and he sustain special universe for her. When they are dwelling in their home, this is completely different kingdom from the rest of the universe. אין כל השלכה מהמעמד בחברה למעמד האיש כבעל והאישה כראיה. It's nothing to do with the society around or with the environment around to the level, the way the husband sees his wife and the way the wife sees the husband. And we cannot bring example or what she does in her job or what he does in his job. Completely different. הוא שנאמר במגילה, and that's what the same מסר מגילה, כל אנשים יתנו יקר לבעליהם, ויתנו גם בת מגילת אסתר, סורי, לסך כל אנשים יתנו יקר לבעליהם, למקטון ועד גדול, that all the lady need to honor and respect the husband from the youngest to the oldest. כלומר, מבחינת יקר האישה לבעלה, אין הבדל בין קטון וגדול. That means that the dearing of the wife to the husband, it's not important if he is young, if he is old, all of them need to dear their husband. במעמד החברתי, it's not like when you are in the society, when you are an old or young, they give you different respect. But when it's coming into the home, if the husband is young or the husband is old, it doesn't make any difference. The wife need to honor him in a completely different level. ביחס הנדרש מאשת אחשוורוש כלפי בעלה המלך, and the respect and the relationship that the wife of the אחשוורוש have to her husband, to the king, הוא היקר שראוי לקטון לקבל מאשתו. And this is exactly the way the youngest need to respect his wife. The same thing she need to respect her husband. That means that the lady, the way she respect her husband, the way the husband respect her, this is a private relationship that you have between the wife and the husband to sustain the home. Otherwise, they cannot sustain the right home. ודשק מוקן, the same thing, מכבד את אשתו יותר מגופו, that he need to respect his wife more than his body. לפי הערכה כלפיו בבית, the way she honor him at home, ולא לפי המעמדה בין חברותיה, and not the way she is being respected with her girlfriends. הוא מובא בגמרא, and the Yolad is saying the Gemara, שבני מלכות אחשוורוש לא מצאו כל חידוש בכך, that the people in the time of אחשוורוש, it was not a special חידוש, עד שלגלגו על הצורך בחוק הזה באומרם, שאפילו כרגע זה מלאכה בזויה, בביתה, פשוטה, תהווה, בביתו הוא פקיד נגיד. That means he said that even though that the person he is have a job that is outside is not a such a respectful job, but when he's coming into his home, he is supposed to be like the highest level of the officers by the king, that he's supposed to sustain himself in the top level. The wife needs to look at him like he is the most important person in the world. ועל עניין יחס הכבוד המיוחד הנוהג בבית פנימה, אמרו במדרש, on this special respect and honor that it's dwell into the house between a husband and wife, they say in the midrash, מעשה בישחת שהייתה נשואה לליסטים אחד, one lady was married to person that he was a robber, he's not, והיה בעלה מצערה, and her husband was not make her happy, she was getting sad all the time. שמעו חכמים ונכנסו אצלו להוכיחו, חכמים, the wise people heard it and they went into the house to confront him on that. כיוון שבאת לפני חכמים, because she came in the front of the wise people, הוציאה לפניהם מנורה של זהב, they took, she put a candle of gold and ונר של חרש של גבה, that means she put the most beautiful dishes. לקיים שנאמר ואת אישך תשוקתך, that means that if her husband sitting between stranger, she need to respect him and to honor him as the maximum capacity, even though that they are not in such a good relation. לימדה אישה כשרה זו, from here we learn that this lady, she is a kosher lady, שאף על פי שבעלה לסתים ומצערה, that even though that her husband is not as the right way and he is not behave right and he is make her sad all the time, הרי לא פחתה חשיבותו כלפי כבעלה. She didn't treat him less than what he's supposed to be as a husband. ולהכרה הזאת הגיעה באמונתה התמימה. And from this lady recognized it with her simple belief. שהם פועלים מהרה אחת והרתה תלויה בו. That means that they are as a one person and her light is very important for him to be able to see his life in the right way. Because if they are not living as a one person, and whatever the light that she has, she can give on him, he is not going to find his way to be able to achieve his marriage. והערך הכבוד בין בני אדם נמדד בשני סולמות ערכים, and this respect and the honor between two people is been measured by two different aspects. האחד, ערך של מעלה ושלמות. One, you looking at the partner that he is a very royalty person and how complete he create as a human being around you. כשאדם נושא בעצמו מעלה עליונה, when a person are carry with himself the highest glory from above, ערכו רב מצד עצמו, that he have a lot of to offer and he is very much, he have a lot of value from himself. והערך עצמי של האדם מחייב את כבודו, and according to the respect of the person by himself, this is what is demand his honor. כעניין כבוד תלמיד חכם, like a person he is a very smart student and he is a very knowledge in the Torah, he is a big rabbi, and you need to honor him accordingly. And the second aspect, הערך הדבר עבורי, what is the aspect is this person, how much is worth it for me? If he is your husband, והוא התפיסה שהאדם זה מהווה בסיס נכבד בחיי, that means that the husband sustained the biggest foundation in my life. והתפיסת הכבוד נוצרת מכך, and the honor and the respect being created, שהקשר עמו יקר וחשוב עבורי, that the connection with him is very dear and very important and very precious to me. He is not precious to anybody else like he precious to me. רוב הכבוד הנוהג בין בני האדם שייך לחלק השני, the most of the honor and the respect between people, that we are measuring this person, how he is valuable to me. This child is my child. I need to respect him and to love him because he is mine. The same thing the husband, the same thing the wife. בערך השיבות ניתנים לפי מידת האפשרויות של האדם, זה להטיל לסביבתו. And this, how much he is important, how much he be able to do good to his environment. The husband can do good to the wife, to the children, to everything around, and he is very important to this family. The same thing the wife, how much she does good to the kids and to the husband and to the home. ככתוב, מתן האדם ירחיב לו ולפני גדולים יניחנו. That means that they say, King Solomon said, that the gift of a person, this is what is the open to his, open him, open himself to the universe. And according to how much he is be able to give, this is how much they put him in the royalty people around them, around the country. וכן מצוות התורה, the same thing with the aspect of the mitzvah of the Torah. דין כיבוד אב ואם, the measurement, how you respect and dear in your parents, your father and your mother, מיוסד על הכרת ערכם עבור הבן. And this is the foundation, how much the parents are valuable to the child. ללא קשר לערכם העצמי, it's nothing to do who are they. But to the child, they are the father and the mother. And for the child, they are everything. גם תפיסת הכבוד בין שני בני הזוג ניתנת משני סולמות אלו. Also the aspect and the respect between the couple been given according to these two levels. הערך העצמי של האדם והערך שלו עבורי. First, the person himself, how much he is valuable as a human being. And the second thing, how much he is valuable to me. ובשני הערכים אלו קובע לו הבית מערכת כבוד עצמאית. And these two aspects, the house sustain its individual honor and respect by himself to these two levels. שאינה מתבססת על החשיבות שרוכש האדם בחברה. And it's nothing to do how much this person is being accepted or disaccepted in the society. לפי סולם הערכים החיצוני, that he is coming from the street, and if the person, he is important to other people or not, but when it's coming to his home, he is very valuable to the people as a person, how much he affect them first, and second, how much he have to give, and second, how much he is important to them as a people. And here we are going to the next chapter to be able to understand how much really the person is valuable in his home. האישה, the lady, תופסת ומבינה את השלמות העצמית שלה, העצמית של בעלה. The lady really understand how much this husband is important to complete her as a wife. וכבוד האדם האמיתי, הנברא בצלם אלוקים. And here is been revealed the really the honor, the truly honor of the human being that God created us as the צלם, as a image of God. ואשר בכל כוחותיו ומעשיו יש מעלה ותוכן נפשי עמוק. That everything that he does, with all his strength and all his action, you have deep essence of godliness. כדוגמת אם אשר רואה בחיוכו של התינוק את אור וחיות נשמתו. They're like a mother looking at the child and the baby just born, and when he smiles, she sees himself in his smile, she sees the light and the life that God gave him and the roots of his soul into this baby. And little by little, when he is moving forward, את הרצון החיים הנעלה, she sees himself the strength of life that God gave here to the creature that she gave birth, or to the child that she is holding in her hand. For other person, this child is another child, but for her is everything. אבל בשמעשים אלה קטנים מצד עצמם, even though that this little smile for himself, it's very little to other people, נעלים הם בתוכנם, that means for her is like that's the highest concept of life. I remember When we have our third child, his name is Nadav Eliyahu. He was a colicky baby. He was crying for almost 4 months. You're losing tracks of day and night. And when this child suddenly gave a smile, whew, this was like the universe changed. That's when the baby was crying all the time and you don't know if it's day or night, and suddenly he stopped crying and he's smiling. This is like, and this is what Avu Ha'em, שכל שאיפותה להתפתחות ילדה, that the mother wants all, the only thing that the child just going to be happy and going to be able to grow and develop. כך הבית מתגלה, the same thing the house has been revealed. במעשים הקטנים, תוכו של האדם. That means in the house, you'll be able to see every little thing from the aspect of the essence of the human being, how they are be able to affect this home. האיש והאישה יכולים לראות זה את זה באור הנפש. The wife and the husband be able to look at each other and to shine to each other with the light of the soul. הפועלת בפעולות כולם. That means that she this sustain and affect everybody around. לתת תאריך הרצון הטוב ואת האהבה למעשים הקטנים מגלים את היחס הנמצא בעומק הלב. And this is what they give the value, the good value of love in every little action. And every little things that been revealed between the husband and the wife in the depth of this home with the ovary, with the smile, with the thanks, with just with nodding of the head, they can understand each other. It can generate energy between each other that nobody can understand. בחוץ אין אדם מופיע באור המעלות הפנימיות שלו. Outside, the person is not shine in all the glory that he has because he is basically sealed to the environment. ולעיתים דווקא הצד הירוד של האדם בולט ביותו בחברה. And sometimes not the positive side coming on the person when he is surrounded by a lot of people. אבל בבית נשלמת מעלתו הרוחנית. But at home, when the people believe in him and support in him, suddenly you see a different person. Of this person, שמעלתו, במעלתו השנייה השני, that means he see, you see him in a different glory, in a different light. הנבנית בשלמות האדם, that this home, giving this person a strength to be able to complete himself and to shine completely in a different light. והאיש מביא את כוח החיים שבתכונתו, את התורה והמצוות המיוחדים לו, that means you see the, how this man influenced the home with the Torah, with the mitzvot, with the, everything that he, according to his strength, and this home suddenly given, you can be able to shine, and you see the quality of his soul when he dwelling into his home. That these men are missing them when he is in the street. גם האיש וגם האישה זקוקים למעלה הנפשית של השני. The wife and the husband, they need the strength of the soul of each other for to be able to feel the comfort of life. והיא שבאה לידי ביטוי הבית. And this is what come into the aspect of the home, that they said the lady never feel comfortable anywhere in the world beside in the husband home. The same thing the husband. The husband dwell in the home. He dwell in the home because his wife created the home that he can come into. ומאחר ואין האדם זוכה במעלה אלא על ידי הערכה, and the person doesn't receive any glory or any appreciation just with the partner that is in the front of him, הרי הדרך להגיע לשלימות בבית אינה ביחס הרגיל לפי הופעת האדם כלפי חוץ. And to get into completion at home is not like the person, the way he shine into the street, or the way he walk in the street, or the way he does things in the street. If the husband is the surrounded light of the house and the wife, she is the candle, by the husband reflecting back everything to his wife and the wife is reflecting back to the husband, they be able to shine to each other a completely different universe that whatever come at home cannot do it. The street cannot does do it for the person because it's all open and he cannot utilize every little thing that he have for to be able to shine to anybody. Most of the people are not going to be willing to accept his light, and most of the people are not going to see him in the same aspect that his wife sees him. Most people are not need, they don't need him according to the way his wife needs him. And because the need and the expectation and the respect and the honor, he's going to shine and going to dwell completely in a different way. And from this base, לבסס את היחס בבית ברמה של צלם אלוקים. And that's what the couple supposed to driven to the level that they respect each other, because every partner, every spouse, he is in the image of God. ונשמת האדם לראות זה את זה בצד השלמות האדם. And the soul of the person are coming here to see each other only in the complete, to see each other as a complete human being with a godly soul, that he is coming here to shine only the godliness in this universe, in this home. בו כל אחד מבני הזוג נותן את חלקו, that every one in the relationship, the husband, the wife, giving his share to shine godliness into this universe. זה צד האחד בכבוד הנוהג בבית. This is one side in the aspect of the respect that is dwelling into the home. בו האדם מגלה את הצד החיובי שבו. And days when the wife shine to the husband shine to the wife, and everybody be able to show his positive side, his godliness side, to be able to be recognized by the other. ויש לשמותו האנושית העצמית, אם אכן נוהג בבית יחס אמיתי של כבוד זה לזה. And with this you'll be able to see if they complete each other and they really honor each other, if this is only can come in the home, to see if they truly respect each other. And if they do, you come in home and you feel the godliness of the home, because this couple are really shine to each other godliness. The thing is that if the couple want to build a home according to the Torah and according to the mitzvot and according to the godliness, and to be able to enhance from each person the godliness in him, that's what the house, you need to bring the aspect that it's nothing to do with the universe around. For example, God telling Moshe Rabbeinu, build the ark and take and put the Torah into the ark. And he said, the ark, whatever is behind the curtain, put the curtain to this ark, and whatever behind the curtain is holy of holy. Whatever in the front of the curtain is holy. The same thing, the house. The house need to be the ark. When these two people, they treat each other like a Torah, and they look in each other as a godly person, they be able to shine in to the home and to the street, that whatever is behind the door in the home is a holy of holy. And whatever is outside, it's holy. They be able to affect everybody, their home and the street next to them, that it's very holy. And that's what the couple need to look up to each other, that the wife need to try to treat the husband like a Sefer Torah, that to give him the most respect, and the husband need to see the wife like she is the queen, she is the Malchut, she is the kingdom of God, that everything that he wants for his wife, only the best. And if this couple will treat each other like this, is endless light that could be created for to be able to shine to the universe. So Bezrat Hashem, that we're going to continue next week in page 179 in the Ohel Rachel. We're going to speak about the honor at home, and that everything that it's affecting, get effect with this at home and in the street after that. Wish everybody good Shabbos, Atzlacha Rabba. Thank you for watching, thank you for coming.